We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Coach, I want to quickly get to your view on the now push to get Notre Dame to reconsider the Fighting Irish nickname. Okay? As a former coach at Notre Dame, what are your thoughts on that? Apparently that's now politically incorrect.
They were named the Fighting Irish because the Ku Klux Klan tried to attack the Catholics. They went down and fought the Ku Klux Klan. That's where the name the Fighting Irish came. Next thing you're going to tell me, they want to topple my statue at Notre Dame. That's when I will really get mad.
No idea what the hell Lou Holtz is talking about.
No, he just gave you a history lesson, Glenn.
Oh my God.
He just gave you a history lesson.
That?
You didn't know?
No.
See, here's the thing. Like, now you're starting to, you know, in order to protect whatever logo or whatever mascot you have to come up with some redeemable value that mascot has, right? So the Fighting Irish is a little Irishman who fought the Ku Klux Klan.
They went down and fought the Ku Klux Klan.
I can't say it either. Say it fast, Lou.
It's a tough one. So tough, like this.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to find people who I think are offended by a lot of different names. So if people are offended by it, I understand. You may want to, you know, kind of put feelers out there and find out whether your fan base wants to continue to do it. So you tell me, what do you think the Washington fan base feels about it?
What do you mean, the Washington
changing
fan
the name?
Base?
Yeah, the
I don't
Redskins
think they
want
to change. I don't think the Washington Redskins fan base, I don't think they want the name changed.
So here's what's going to happen. More is going to be brought up. Instead of this thing just moving along with Redskins, what's going to happen now is you're going to have Redskins fans, old Redskins fans, showing up for the new team. Let's call it the Red Tails, the Doves, whatever it is. Guess what they're going to be showing up in? They're going to be wearing old Redskins stuff.
What
are they
not? What if you can't afford a new jersey? What if you're a single family income? What if you're, you know, paycheck to paycheck and you finally get your son or your daughter or your dad a Redskins jersey? Finally, you realize it's outdated. They've retired it. You can't even wear it. Now it's considered retro. Maybe it's more expensive now. Maybe it's like a collector's item. Man, that's a good idea. Hey, Dad, listen, yeah, I know you can't. They're not making these anymore, but hey, you got the last batch.
Well, maybe Nike will take them all back. Remember they did that when Aaron Hernandez, the Patriots, took all those jerseys back?
Yeah.
Remember? Maybe they'll do that. Nike will take them all back and give you the new one. You tell me, you played for the team. You were down there for, what, 3-4 months. You tell me, I think a lot of those fans don't want to change, and I think they're going to make it worse. I think we're going to have a major controversy when we finally get fans back in the stands, because they're going to show up with Redskins stuff.
You have to go underground. You know that's not the way it works, Glenn. Like if you disagreeing with the woke nation, you have to kind of just act like you agree. Yeah, what he said. Yeah, I hate it. I get rid of it all. Like that's what you have to do. And then you go underground and then you bitch complain to your wife or your loved ones who kind of agree with you. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Just means you don't want to lose your job.
Did you say my wife agrees with me?
No. Go to the calls.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. Calvin is in a truck. Hey, Calvin.
I'm in a truck. How about
that? Hey, Calvin's in a truck.
Son of a gun. Hey, Christian, I didn't get to talk to you the other day. I'm just me and Lou going back and forth for like 3 minutes.
What's up?
I don't know where it was. I wanted to give you guys like a couple of teams that I think should keep their names.
Should keep their names?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The Chiefs.
Okay.
And the Braves should keep their names, but what they said, they were just going to look forward into getting rid of like the tomahawk chop thing. I don't know if they can stop the fans, but they're going to look forward, you know, looking to that. But because I don't, like you said, I think that they are, and, you know, shedding a good light. They're not like negative, like, oh, they're the ugly brown dudes. You know what I mean? Like, no name like that, or just naming a characteristic of anybody's features or anything like that. They're not doing anything like that.
You know, Calvin, you brought up something that was interesting. You know, the whole chant that they do this a lot in, because when you mentioned the tomahawk chop, the Chiefs did it, Seminoles do it, the Atlanta Braves do it.
It's awful.
It is one of the most intimidating, irritating things as a visitor.
Yes.
As a visitor, you just know that they got you. And when they start chanting that, and you just know that you're done. So what about that whole, the skull?
Skull. Come on, let's go, Viking fans.
Oh, the Vikings.
No, yeah, when they do the whole clap, you know, like the Vikings, you know, they do that. The Minnesota Vikings do it. The University of Colorado does it.
Yes.
A lot of these soccer teams, international soccer teams do it. That's where it started. So is a chant really considered or should be considered in the same boat as a name? Like a chant. They're not actually even saying anything.
What they're saying is, I think they connect that to, like, Indians scalping heads and things like that. You know what I mean? Like when the Cowboys and Indians were beefing type of deal.
I know, but so what is the whole skull chant? Isn't that kind of the same? It's like a war chant. If it's a war chant, it's a war chant.
Yeah.
Don't you have a war face?
Yeah, you're getting far too deep.
I'm not. I'm actually,
because I think we go to these games.
I'm seeing it real clearly now, to be honest with you.
We go to these games or we watch these games and we don't really think of all of that stuff.
You do now.
The tomahawk chop drives me crazy because when you're watching a game, it is continuous. These people, they do it for 3 hours nonstop, and it drives me crazy. But I guess it's offensive to some people, but I think we can find anything that's offensive. I don't know about you, but Pelicans, that's offensive. To me, it's offensive.
Well, again, that would be any bird, any real or live, any live mascot. It's not like the Pelicans actually have a pelican that flies around, right? Like in Auburn, the whole war eagle, they actually have like an eagle.
To train. Yeah, the eagles are a little bit easier to train.
They have a better temperament.
Yeah. I think the Pelicans kind of...
They're ornery.
What do you... You know, you just don't get them to do anything. Joe's in a car. Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah. I'm going to address Christian. Let me explain.
I'll take a rest here. Go ahead.
I'm eighth generation Sioux Nation, and I'm just appalled that he doesn't do his research before he starts running his mouth.
Okay, what am I missing?
That out?
Stop talking. Chicago Blackhawks is named after Chief Blackhawk of Sioux Nation.
Okay.
It's not Blackhawk Nation.
Okay. So what about the Seminoles? What about the Seminoles?
You know
what about the Seminoles? Is that a nation?
What about
I'm asking you, is that a nation?
Seminole Nation is in Florida.
And in Oklahoma. Do your research.
I spend a lot of time at the Seminole.
Do your research then.
In Tampa.
Okay, and they have what, and they're also from Oklahoma.
Goes to the casino.
They're also in Oklahoma.
you know what? You always want to defer to some other subject matter.
No, I'm not. I'm staying on point. Oh, that's fine. Fine. Do you okay, so you're a good person to talk to, Joe. Are you happy with the Blackhawk name? Do you want it changed?
No, and they'll never change.
Why?
You know what? People in the South, I'm in Tampa right now. People hate the name Yankees. You want to do away with the Yankees, New York Yankees? I think so.
So you're actually, what about the Redskins? Do you think the Redskins should change their name?
What does the Red Sox mean? What does the Boston Red Sox?
Do you agree with me?
What does Red Sox mean? What does Red Sox mean? You know?
I mean, I don't know. It's something to do with some pitcher. Some pitcher.
With what?
So you basically agree with me, Joe. You agree with me. You don't think the name should be changed.
Because you do this all the time. I listen to your program. You shoot from the hip.
Thanks for listening.
Before you do any research or what.
Wait, so
you're
upset because I thought that the Blackhawk name was a nation, not an actual person? Okay, so fine. I'm 50%. So the Seminole Nation is a nation, correct, Joe?
What the?
Oh, God.
What's that?
Okay, whatever.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, I just want Joe to know.
I thought the Blackhawks was an actual, like, Choctaw. So, I thought it was like the Blackhawks, the Choctaw, the Iroquois. I thought they were all kind of in the same boat.
Listen, you guys aren't terribly well read.
We're going to say a lot of things wrong. And other people that call us up are going to have misinformation. But in this day and age in 2020, I've learned that everybody's got their own set of facts. There are no real facts, like, in the middle that are real, knowledgeable facts. It's everybody has their own facts now.
It really doesn't matter what your facts are.
No.
It really just matters who has the high ground, who has the most momentum for their particular cause.
Yes.
Right now, this is where all the momentum's at. That's why if you have a mascot that is, even if you don't get the facts right, even if you have some of it right, like, you'll have enough power to pursue the issue and then grab some sponsors, shame them, and convince them that what you think is right for their company, or we're going to boycott you.
I'm telling you, this is a dangerous avenue we're on right now.
Oh, we're on it.
Yeah, because this is just the start of it. And you know, people think I'm crazy when I mention the New England Patriots. Has anybody been paying attention to the statues that people want to take down right now of our forefathers in this country, like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson? Are you kidding me? What do you think the Patriots are? What are they named after? Yeah, I think you're crazy. Here's Mike in Boston. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I think you're not getting the difference. You know, the Chiefs is not the same with the...
Let's not go there. Easy, please, yeah. what are we doing?
Well, here's the point, though. I'm
not sure he's right about that.
I don't. He isn't right.
Of course not.
He isn't right because when I say, hey, Chief... Like, there was a bunch of guys that we just called them Chief. It was like he was usually like the biggest, you know, people looked up to him. He was the leader.
That's not why you called him that.
He was, you know,
called him that because you couldn't remember his name.
That
makes more sense.
Guy.
What's up, bud?
Hey, Chief. Hey, bud.
Or it's dude. Dude is universal. Good.
You're just self-absorbed.
Or I don't know. What your name is.
What's my real name?
Go to Dan real quick in Rhode Island. Go to Dan real quick.
Hold on one second. I just want to get back to that point because I don't want to leave it hanging here. There are a lot of questions as to whether it was in celebration of Native Americans when it was first attached. And by the way, it was attached here in Boston to the Boston Redskins. All right? And so there's a lot of question about it because what people are doing now is... Years later, we have attached skin color in conversations, in words, and people are looking at it in the context of 2020 as opposed to when it was first used. Back in Boston, I may all add. You want to go to Dan in Rhode Island?
Yeah, let me see. Because I was curious.
Danny Boy, go ahead.
What the fans were doing.
How you going, guys? First time. I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, man. I love it.
All right. What's up, Dan?
Thank you, dude.
I'm a Redskins fan. I'll tell you something right now, that they already had enough trouble filling those seats last season. I don't know if you call it a peak on Monday Night Football or whenever you had the chance. They had not won more than 10 games since 1999 when Dan Snyder took over the team. If you have enough of the Skins fans that want to go back to those glory days of the 80s, early 90s, you are going to have a really, really hard time filling those stands this year and the following years. It's, for me, I have my own personal opinions about it, obviously.
What are they?
This has to be a logo that jumps out at me that I need to fall in love with right away. Otherwise, it's going to just add to what Dan Snyder has done, aside from what's going on, what he's done at a football standpoint.
Right. So he's the biggest a culprit here in destroying a franchise that, by the way, if you look back at it, had maybe one of the best top five fan base in all of the National Football League. Okay, it was that strong. But so he's the biggest culprit of it. You tell me, will Redskin fans show up next year with a new name to the team? When they finally get to go to the games, whatever people go to the games, will they be wearing the old garb?
Well, for me, I mean, like you guys said before, I can't just drop money on a new jersey, new gear like that. I got plenty of, you know, I got a 2-year-old. I got burgundy and gold diapers I could use to quote Chad Dukes down in D.C. But no, it was a little sign of hope when we got rid of Bruce Allen this offseason.
Okay, I get all that. I want to find out whether, as a Redskin fan, do you believe Redskin fans will wear the old paraphernalia at the stadium when they have a new name, especially if they don't like the new name?
Glenn, 100%.
Okay, that is a that is an issue. That's like what we were dealing with NASCAR with the Confederate flag. So you don't think that's going to be more controversial when we have Redskin games and we're watching on ESPN on Monday Night Football and half the people in the stands are wearing the old unis?
All right.
I think that's going to be an issue. All right, 617-779-7937. Mascots, are they just dead? Should we just call them the New Englands, the Washingtons, the New York? That might be a problem in New York, right? Because there might be, what, New York A team, the New York B team? What do we do? Back to your phone calls next.
Mudded Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, it's been the discussion here on OMF for like the last 30 minutes or so. The Washington Redskins did formally announce today that they will be retiring the nickname and logo after a formal review coming up here. So temporarily still using that on letterhead, but the Redskins will be Dunsky.
Seven times they mention it in the press release.
And it'll be going away here soon, Glenn. Sports Business Daily says they're now reporting the announcement of a new team name has been delayed because of trademark issues that are currently pending. The Red Tails remains the odds-on favorite to be named at 3-1.
That's not bad. And the movie was great. By the way, the reason it could be held up, have you seen there's a real estate agent, Christian, who is actually trademarking all of the possible names. Oh. And he might have lucked in to one of those names and wants a fortune for it.
Damn it.
It's the American way.
Rockets point guard Russell Westbrook tweets out that he has tested positive for COVID-19. The Denver Nuggets have had three players, guards Gary Harris, forwards Michael Porter Jr., and Torrey Craig, have not made the trip to Walt Disney World. No formal confirmation if they've tested positive for COVID-19 or not. And finally, league sources do tell Yahoo Sports' Chris Haynes that the snitch hotline has not been utilized once at all in the 6 days the NBA has been in Orlando.
I really like the way the hockey players, their approach to it. They all just act like mature adults who actually have a goal and are going to work and know the risk, associated with everything.
But look at the food. It's like
NBA are the biggest bunch of just babies. I've never seen
food.
More people bitch and complain about a free meal. I mean,
I want
a good ribeye.
And I want it an inch and a half thick, and I want it medium rare. What the hell's wrong with this?
Yeah, that's what you get when you're entitled and you have everything given to you.
They do. I'm Tyler Devitt, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
I love Adam Silver. I love the NBA. I don't see how this thing is going to work, to be honest with you. You know, they say 83 days, really 3 months. I don't see how we can go 3 months and do not have an outbreak in Florida, which is the number one hot spot. Now you got all these NBA teams. You got the WNBA. You got Major League Soccer. I just don't see how it's going to work for 3 months. And I'm really scared for the NBA.
Charles Barkley, I thought I was a flip-flop otter. So Charles Barkley initially said there is no way the NBA is going to play. They can't play. I can't do it. Then about 3 weeks later, he came out and said they're definitely going to play. They need to play. They have to play. It needs to happen. The NBA season, they can't eliminate the season. Now suddenly they're down there in this cute little bubble. Granted, they're having some problems in Florida. So the numbers, death numbers are not huge. The case numbers are. Suddenly, the bubble is not going to work. And I don't know. You tell me, Christian. I think he's hearing the players and he's taking a little temperature on the players, because all you're hearing from those NBA players is they're bitching and pissing and moaning, right? And well, this is the first couple days.
I don't know. I've seen so many pictures of guys' hotel rooms, like their hotel rooms. Now, remember.
And plates of food. Okay, haven't you seen the plates of food?
This is what, okay, newsflash. If you've ever been to Disney World with your kids or as a kid, and if, as a kid, you probably didn't recognize it because you were too caught up in, you know, the fact that you were at Disney World. Okay, but the hotels suck. There's nothing great about them. They're pretty plain.
They're not
this
four
isn't
seasons.
The Ritz. You're not staying at the Four Seasons. This isn't your honeymoon that you're
paying. I predicted
and your
this a while back.
Wouldn't
you
take you.
Right.
Okay, so to me, it's like, oh, look at these hotel rooms. There's a bed and there's a TV. And look at this bed. Look at this shower. Okay, what did they think it was going to be?
Yeah, but they're not a Motel 6. Rajon Rondo called it a Motel 6. They're not a Motel 6.
No,
they're middle of the range, but Marriott quality hotel,
and
right?
The fact that's is what that, they are. But Glenn, you know, the food there is mass produced.
Yes.
It's tasteless. There's no seasoning whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
So I would say this, but I've noticed something a little bit different. I mean, I have noticed the bitching and some of the complaining. I've also heard a bunch of guys go, wow, this is great, man. We have all this at our fingertips. That's the lazy bunch of NBA players. But to me, it looks like this is camp, like camp. Like the type of camp that I always wanted to go to as a kid, but my parents said we could never afford it. All I see him doing is fishing, drinking, carrying it on, trying to, you know, convince women to come over to their area. Like, it's like the girls' camp across the lake. Hey, let's take the canoes out and row our boat across the lake and see the girls. No, we're not allowed to. COVID. I don't see, to me, it seems like they're in a big-time honeymoon phase right now. That's what I see. I don't know how many times I see pictures of players fishing into ponds in Orlando and inside the bubble. Like, don't fish. That fish have three eyes. It's like the fish from The Simpsons. Don't put it back. Don't even touch it. It's like amazing. It's like, hey, it's like they've never been fishing before.
I saw Ben Simmons try to throw his back, and he couldn't even throw it back.
They won't even touch the fish. Threes. It's like, ah, it's so scaly. Ah, how do I get this in a sushi form? Well, somebody's got to cut it up.
Yeah, you don't want the freshwater fish in a sushi. But I would say this, that we're 3 days into it. Can you imagine what it's going to be like?
It's going to be glorious.
A month and a half. I don't know how they're going to deal with it. So Jason Tatum admitted that he had second thoughts about going there because of his son and whatever. And we all get that. This is going to be a much different experience. And then Kemba Walker shows up, and now we find out that apparently he's not 100% healed. So he's got a minute restriction. They had a hard practice today. They kept him out of practice. He's practicing again on Wednesday. So he's on a minute restriction in practice and in these games.
Did he have like a knee replacement?
No.
Is that why he's out so long?
No. And do you not remember in the again
the hip replacement?
He played in the All-Star game, did he not?
Yeah. I honestly almost feel like he's had an entire offseason for whatever was ailing him to not only rest, recover, but start all over again, get back in shape, game shape, so you can be thrown in there right away. I don't know, what's with the kid gloves? Like, how bad is it?
Well, I'm concerned about it now. I mean, when they have to keep him out of practice. Well,
what do your insiders tell you, Glenn?
I have not talked to anybody about him. But I would say this, that you worry about him because exactly what you just said. Now, I know he didn't have the proper team-instructed rehab, but he had to be doing something over the last 3 months to get the knee back in shape, right?
Well, that's my point. 3 months. Not that I know everybody has their own timeline, but for an injury, is it some degenerative injury that flares up every time he walks on the court? I mean, and I wasn't kidding when I said, did he have some sort of surgery that delayed this? That they can actually sit there.
No,
and say
they would have told 100%. You that.
No, I know. My point is that why? Give me a reason why.
That the knee is a lot worse than he thought the knee was.
Okay, you've had 3 months off. What have you been doing? I mean, I guess the answer could be legitimately nothing, because everything was closed down. So maybe there's an excuse built in there. But that to me was surprising, because they need him. Yeah, they need him big time.
But Christian, you're 8 games away from the playoffs starting, And your second best player, is that safe to say? Second best player behind Jason Tatum? I mean, you could argue maybe.
I would say number
maybe
one.
Right. Okay. 1A is not 100%. And if he took the last 3 months off and he's not ready, what's to say that over the next 2 weeks he's going to be ready for a gruesome playoff schedule? And to me, that is a real concern. Real concern.
This is the same knee, by the way, that's had three knee surgeries right. in his history, by the Correct. Way, back with
well,
the Hornets.
Right. Well, there you go. That's it. It's a degenerative issue that is, so, I mean, they're just, I guess, being cautious. So you don't fault them for that. It's just odd that it's 3 months and you're still kind of tender. You're still kind of gimped up. I don't know. I would assume that he would be farther along. That's all. I think everyone was surprised that everyone would just come in guns blazing and just ready to go and in shape, and or at least maybe not in, you know, basketball shape, you know, where you normally would be without a break, but with no restrictions, like zero restrictions. That, to me, it's odd.
So Russell Westbrook is the latest. He tested positive, but he tested positive before he went to Orlando. So
now what? What does that
14
mean?
14 days, I guess.
He can't go quarantine. Fishing with Ben Simmons?
We can't. He can't. 14 days, he's under quarantine. By the way, have you seen some of the game rooms and stuff like that they've been showing in the place?
Glenn, I'm telling you.
You're right. It's like camp. It really
looks like. Yeah. Okay, so when you take a bowl trip, like when you're in college.
That's what it's like.
They your team basically takes over the entire hotel. You have a game room. You have laundry. You have an eating area. You have the whole pool to yourself. You just, and then I'm telling you, and you said, what is it going to look like at 3 months? You remember the movie Animal House?
Yeah.
You remember the parties, the toga parties?
Yeah.
That is what it's going to look like. You're gonna get sick of playing games. To me, it's all kind of fun right now. It's new. There was some, maybe you had a little apprehension. Maybe you had some anxiety. And, like, you first get into camp, your parents leave, and they leave you there all by yourself. Well, then you start making new friends. And then you realize that your friends are right down the hall. Next thing you know, somebody got room service, and the room service people left the cart there. Next thing you know, you're playing Battleship with the room service carts, and you're racing them down the hall. This is going to be straight anarchy. This is going to be straight 100% out of control. Nobody has command, and nobody is regulating what is going
on.
Yeah,
I only think that can last for so long. And I think,
Russell
Westbrook.
Well, you hope you get bounced.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think some teams are going to sit there and say, if we're in trouble, you may see that. If a team is down, let's say 3-0, 3-1 in a series, you may see them just throw the towel and say, we're done. Out of here. I don't want to be a part of this. I think the numbers in Florida are probably scaring a lot of these guys. 70,000 new cases this past week, even though the death number is not considerable. 45 deaths yesterday in one day. That's a state that has 21.5 million people. So it's very similar to what Massachusetts has with like 15 deaths and 6 million people. But I think that I'm worried right now about Kemba Walker, because without him playing at a high level, and I thought that they would be better suited for this type of tournament without him, I don't think they have a really good chance. All right, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF. Lou's got the day off.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, back here on OMF. No, Lou, he's on vacation. Christian and I are here. I will say this. I don't know how you feel about this. I'm going to be so bummed out if we get to this point and suddenly they tell us, it's all canceled, the NBA, it's all canceled. I mean, there's a buildup here. Yet, wouldn't you say, Christian, the chances of it succeeding, Charles Barkley might be right. What are the chances that we actually have this thing happen?
Well, the phrase, too big to fail, comes up a lot. It's too important to fail. But I just question the discipline of NBA players. If you said NHL hockey players, I'd say different breed.
Yeah.
They're cut from a different cloth. They're better at being disciplined, in my opinion. Just the nature of the sport, how they come up in the sport. It's just, to me, it's totally different as opposed to the NBA players. They're just wired differently, and you know this, man. You hang out with them. I mean, they used to throw you around and tease you and play practical jokes on you all the time. But I just, because I would
Let's
say
kick the can. Let's kick or
yeah. I just feel like it really should, because I feel like the NBA set up maybe a little bit, you know, more challenging as far as mentally getting through it. But they set up the perfect situation. They encapsulated everything you do inside like a 10-mile radius.
They thought they did, and then Florida numbers suddenly spiked. And so everything changed. But again, if you look at those numbers, the deaths are really not outrageous. And
everything's misleading, Glenn.
Yeah, of course they are. Everything's misleading.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole reason for a bubble? So what if you're at ground zero? You're inside a bubble. You're impervious to any issues. Like, you're protected. You're safe. But it really, so you can lay out the perfect plan, the perfect set of discipline and protocol for your players. If they don't care, well, then it doesn't matter. It's not worth anything.
Okay, so if we have a guy or two or three or five or whatever escape the bubble and then suddenly there's an outbreak, that's going to be a real bad story. Real bad story. And that person is really going to take an awful lot of heat. I'll give you another one. I heard Chris Mannix talking about this today with Dale and Cave. And he said that media people are going to be down on the court. And you know how this works. If you've seen any of the courts they're going to play on, they're really small little buildings. You're going to hear everything with those microphones, and the media is going to hear everything. You don't think that some of these guys are going to say the wrong thing, and then we're going to be talking about that on shows like this?
Well, I think it has been agreed that it's going to be on a delay. So I don't think if you're worried about, you know,
but
sound,
that's even worse, because what you're going to end up having is dead air.
Yeah, but it's better than some guy saying the N-word or, you know, talking about somebody's mom or saying the F-word. You know, I mean, that just the back and forth that on any, you know, basketball court would be accepted, it won't. But I would say it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. Like, even in the NFL, they came down with a bunch of rules and regulations as far as what you could say, what was acceptable, why right. You were playing the game. Like, you couldn't really, words and phrases that used to be used on a daily, on an every play basis, you know, you can't do it anymore. You'll get flagged. I think the NBA is the same way. I mean, it's not like you have Kevin Garnett out there just kind of acting like he's got Tourette's and just saying everything that comes to his head.
I think if guys do their normal talking and the microphones are picked up and they're doing it on delay, you will pick up about 40%, maybe 50% of the audio. There'll be dead air. They're going to have to tell those guys, we can't do it. And I don't know if those guys can actually be disciplined enough to get away from what they play with instinct every game.
You know, it's funny because I would say that the NBA set up the perfect situation, which you would think would be that should have the highest success rate. Right? You would think it would have the highest success rate.
Yes.
Yet I would still say that I would probably put my money on the NHL, and even though with their two hub cities, with less regulations, because they have less. It's not the Toronto Blue Jays where they say they're going to fine you. I don't know if you saw that last week. Like if Toronto Blue Jays, if you leave the stadium or the hotel that is attached to it, then jail time or up to a $750,000 fine.
Because they're in a different country, so they can get away with it up there, which makes no sense because the other teams don't have to do that. But I think you're right. I think the mentality of an NHL player is much different than an NBA player.
I trust them more.
Right, exactly. And I think they have not been given the same type of luxuries that the NBA. Guys sharpen their own skates, okay? They tape their own sticks. They do all that stuff.
And they lace their own skates. Look at them. They put one foot, one NBA, shoe, NBA one, player. One pant leg on at a time. Right.
NBA player, there's somebody that puts them in a uniform. They don't have to do any of this stuff. So, but the thing that worries me the most is I am getting excited about this. I think it's going to be a fun season because it's all going to happen in such a quick period of time. We are literally going to start up with the playoffs. You're going to have a few games, and then you're going to get the playoffs. It's going to be amazing. But no, I think there's a good chance we may get to that point where they're starting the playoffs, and then they pull the plug. And I'm a little worried about this Kemba Walker story right now, because to me, I don't see, I think the Celtics could be very competitive. I don't believe they're going to win this thing, but I think they can get maybe to Milwaukee, and who knows, maybe they change the order here a little bit in the in those eight games. They can get to Milwaukee, but without Kemba Walker, I don't see.
Well, the thing is that
them doing much.
No, no. Well, I tell you what, they can't get to the finals. They can't get the Eastern Conference Finals without Kemba Walker.
No,
I mean you want to say he's the second best player or second most important? I would say, based on his ability to defer and at the same time, you know, take over a game, you 100% need him. You need him. You're not going. You know, you're less than a cute little team. You're the little engine that could, and you don't have Isaiah Thomas. So, and I would say throw that guy on there. Who knows what the hell is going to happen? He'll put 50 on you and win some crazy game in OT. No, they need him. But I still put my money on hockey players. I'm a hockey guy. So
yeah,
we know that.
Deep down inside, that's what you are.
I will say this. I'm going to throw this out there now for you because I did see something that was going on with the state of California that directly impacts the NFL. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this or you think it's even, you know, real. But Office of the Governor of California, effective immediately, California is closing some indoor business operations statewide and additional indoor business operations in counties. And they're monitoring a list for three consecutive days. So they're closing everything. They've already come out and said that everything is going to, the schools are going to have to be done online. So kids aren't going back to school. Now they're saying that effective immediately, they're closing all dine-in restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, card rooms, bars. Most bars must close right away. So what does this mean? 15 days away from camp opening. What does this mean for the LA Rams? What does this mean for the LA Chargers? Like, how are they supposed to go about their business? We think the NFL is going to start. We think the NFL is going to open. In states like Massachusetts, we haven't had any problems and things are, you know, moving right along smoothly. But California is getting hammered. They're going back to where we were in March. It's almost like they're starting all over again. So if the LA Rams and the LA Chargers cannot start on time like the rest of the league, shouldn't they postpone camp altogether until everyone can start at the same time to retain that competitive advantage?
I don't think it's just going to be California. I think other states will do the same thing. And what happens to Massachusetts when we actually open up the doors, open up the gates, and go back to a semi-normal lifestyle? Once that happens, aren't the numbers going to go up again until you actually have a vaccine?
I think this is the problem. So you wonder, you talk about the NBA. I mean, the NBA, they're set up. Now you're just, okay, can we manage these guys?
Yeah, the players will
they
screw
listen
it up. You're
to
right,
us?
The players are going to screw it up.
So you've done everything you could. See, but the NFL, it's out of their hands. Like it has nothing to do with player discipline. It has everything to do with the state that you live in and the regulations that are imposed in that state and how they change. So I would say 2 days ago, you probably felt pretty good if you were the Rams, if you were the Chargers. But now, where are you supposed to go? I mean, the Cowboys used to have their camp in Cal Lutheran, which is like Northern California, right above Santa Barbara in that area over there. And they're not going there now. They got to stay in their state. So do the Rams need to, sudden change and get out of the state? And then where do they go? They can't go to Arizona, their neighboring state. I mean, I guess they could go to Nevada or Nevada, depending on where you're from. I mean, are they going to Oregon? I mean, hell, but where's San Francisco going to go? It's the entire state. You got three teams. And if the governor is shutting down everything, I would assume that would mean NFL facilities. And if it does mean NFL facilities, where are they supposed to go?
It's a great question. But I think you're going to see this across the country right now. Until we have a vaccine, you're going to be dealing with these spiking trends. I saw a report today that they said the full-fledged vaccine availability may not happen until late in 2021. What? Late
well,
in 2021?
It's just interesting to me how I always thought it was going to be hard, but I thought it was just, I didn't really think that states would be going backwards. And I do think the numbers out of Florida are a little misleading based on the number of tests and everything else that goes into it.
Right. I agree with you.
And so that to me, I don't trust.
But it becomes politicized. That's what happens.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
Right. Some people, there are your facts and my facts and his facts. You're right. So people look at the facts and they take something and they politicize it and make it work for how they want those numbers to look. And I agree with you. I think the numbers with Florida, the case numbers are up, and that had something to do with opening up the bars and young people going to the bars in close contact with other young people, and they caught it, and then they go and get tested. But the deaths are not outrageous in Florida when you look at the overall population. But you know what it is. It's a stigma attached to it. So people look at the numbers and say, oh, my God, we got to shut everything down. And I think I'm fearful that's going to happen here in sports, that you're going to shut everything down.
Well, I mean, I don't think the NBA is going to be shut down. You know, there's a lot of debate
swirling
around college football now. So all these small schools, I know you
Patriot
were gone
League
all of last week.
Today.
Patriot League, Ivy League.
Yep.
The smaller leagues that it costs more money for them to field a team and to run a program than it does, you know, that it makes more sense for them just not to do it at all. Because it costs too much money, and they're not making any money. So they just bail on it, and what's the big deal? They don't make a ton of money off football anyway, so screw it. Let's just wait and see what happens. The bigger schools, the ACC conference only, Big Ten conference only, Pac-12 conference only, Big Ten, I don't think has changed their mind yet. Big 12. Big Ten is conference only. Big 12, which is your Texas's of the world, your Oklahoma State, they haven't done that yet. But I still believe that college football is not deviating from their plan. They're sticking to it. And I hear a lot of people say that you know, there's a lot of difficulties with them keeping it on. No, I don't think so. Most of the teams that I've seen that I've monitored, then there's a couple outliers that are just, you know, their numbers are spiking. But Notre Dame had over 350 tests. Only one guy came back positive. Oklahoma, Colorado, a ton of schools that are doing a great job managing the situation.
Well, you should be able to manage
them. And they're not shutting down.
Yeah, once you get them on campus, you should be able to manage them.
Yeah, but Ohio State's not doing that. A couple schools, I don't know, who was the school last week, Ryan? I forgot who it was. It wasn't West Virginia, it was Virginia Tech or something like that. NC State. NC State. I think that was, they shut down their voluntary off-season program. And a lot of these schools are doing that because the numbers spike, they don't want to deal with it, so they send everybody home. And when I say home, that means the dorms. School's not even open yet. So they just send them to the dorms, and then what they do is they physically bring them food like they're animals in a zoo. This is exactly basketball. No, they
like the NBA.
They bring their food. They knock on their door. All that's missing is that little gap underneath the door like they have in prison. And they slide that tray in there. And then they slide it back out like when they're done. It's really amazing that what these guys are going through. It's amazing.
It's going to be such a letdown if this stuff doesn't happen, because we're getting close now. We've been sitting here talking about this
for three or four months.
I
can see the finish line.
I think they start, Christian. But the question is, can they sustain it? Because I think right now they freak out when one little thing happens. I'm watching the reaction of Russell Westbrook testing positive. You didn't think stars in the league were going to test positive? Come on. How are you not thinking that you would have that? And yet they're freaking out. And yet I would say Westbrook's in a good situation, is he not? Because what's he going to miss? He's going to miss maybe those, not even all of those eight games. He's going to miss a couple of them.
Well, you already know who got it for Rodriguez. He got it. Then you had Chapman for the Yankees. He's got it.
Yep.
So it's funny because when I look at it, I sit there and go, okay, how many of those Yankees that are important players, why can't Aaron Judge get it? Like when you play them, why can't he get it? Why can't he get it and miss 3 weeks of some sort of, you know, important series, like two of the important series? Because there's only 60 games. So if a guy goes down in an important time where there's playoff implications, I mean, you could flat out just destroy the season or the opportunity that you had. I mean, to me, that's all on the table. Because if I'm a coach or a manager, I'm saying, listen, let those guys screw up and we'll take advantage of them being lazy, careless. Even with the NBA, guys, can you just give me this? Like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, LeBron, who was it? Rajon Rondo didn't get sick. But he broke his hand, broke his finger.
Yeah.
Like, first day.
6 to 8 weeks. I'm sure you guys talked about it last week with Lou, but to me, the biggest hit I've seen yet is Eddie Rodriguez with the Red Sox, because he's going to basically miss their little spring camp or summer camp or whatever the hell they're calling it. And so he's already weeks behind. To me, that's a problem, because the team doesn't have good enough pitching to begin with. Now you take an arm like that away. That, to me, is a huge blow to the Red Sox. Huge blow. Some of those other guys, like Russell Westbrook, what's he going to miss? He's going to miss the camp, and then he's going to miss a couple of the regular season games, but he'll be back in time for the playoffs. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF. The Athletic went out and surveyed 30 NFL agents, and guess what? They're not crazy about your New England Patriots or the way Bill Belichick operates. We get to it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.